It was actually a really big crossroad, actually. I had been in the high-tech industry my entire career, and I'd been working for my dad for the last 10 years, and the company was not doing very well. And so I basically laid myself off. So I was unemployed. I had been trying for quite a while to look for, apply for a lot of high-tech jobs, and I had just been, when I worked for my dad, it was high-tech, but it was in a vertical industry, vertical market. And so I just had a hard time getting back into the mainstream of high-tech. And so then I just decided I was going to go out on my own and focus on something that I was very passionate about. And so I figured that out, but before I figured it out, I started with Steve. As we were, in the very beginning of as we were working together, I kind of figured out exactly what I wanted to do. You know, we went and kind of fleshed all that out as we worked together. I wanted to be involved in cancer because I was a 15-year cancer survivor, brain cancer. And so but I didn't know in what capacity. So I was calling it a path, cancer patient advocate. And so Steve was, that's when we started, that's what we wanted to do. And I think it was like our next meeting or two, but we had just gotten started when the light bulb went off, and I said, you know, exactly what I want to do. Actually, somebody brought me a magazine at Starbucks and said I should read this, and it was something about these two ladies that did something similar but not quite for breast cancer. And so I kind of fleshed out my idea with Steve in terms of what they were doing versus what I wanted to do. I think one of the really big things he did was kind of push me to pull out my strengths again and my confidence. I was really, really down at the time that I you know, was trying to reinvent myself. And when I would get down, I would get these really long emails from him to, you know, motivate me and give me my strength back and my confidence back. So, yeah. I mean, I know that's not part of the actual project that we worked on, but that was a really big thing that I needed. I think he's got a breadth of I can't really kind of articulate how much experience he has, and he's got in so many different areas. You know, I don't know if he's worked in all these areas that he's, you know, coaching people on, but he knows a lot of stuff. You know, when we were working together, I wanted to create my business as a for-profit organization. And so we were working through that. He knew all the ins and outs of a corporation. But then I decided to go nonprofit. And he gave me a lot of advice on the differences between for-profit and nonprofit. And he just has a wealth of information and experience that I was all over the map when I was trying to, you know, encapsulate exactly what I wanted to do. And he was, you know, right there with me, whichever way I would turn. He had the experience, the knowledge that he could share with me what his thoughts were. He was definitely a thought that kind of pushes you to think and strategize. He's a real good strategy person. And I would tell him if they needed to really kind of crystallize where they wanted to go in their path, that he would be a good person to bounce ideas off of, tell him your strategy. He'll give you feedback no matter what. He'll never just say, hey, that's perfect. He's always got ideas to make it better.